again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 16th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of John Knowles, born in Fairmont, West Virginia, 1926, the novelist best known for A Separate Peace. In 1959, the scholar and critic Henry Louis Gates, Jr., born in Keyser, West Virginia, 1950, author of The Trials of Phyllis Wheatley, America's first black poet and her encounters with the Founding Fathers. It's the birthday of the poet Alfred Noyes, born in Wolverhampton, England, 1880, best known for the poem you may have read in junior high school, The Wind Was a Torrent of Darkness Among the Gusty Trees, The Moon Was a Ghostly Galleon Tossed Upon Cloudy Seas, The Road Was a Ribbon of Moonlight Over the Purple Moor, and The Highwayman Came Riding, 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 The Highwayman Came Riding Up to the Old Inn Door. It's the birthday of John Gay, born to a poor family in Barnstaple, England, 1685, most famous for his play The Beggar's Opera, first performed in 1728, whose heroes are a beggar, a highwayman, a jailer's daughter, and a few prostitutes. It was the most widely performed play in the 18th century. It was on this day in 1620 the Mayflower sailed from Plymouth, England, bound for the New World, so that the pilgrims would never have to attend John Gay's play, The Beggar's Opera. They were separatists from the Church of England, planning to go in two boats, actually, the Mayflower and the Speedwell, but the Speedwell had a leak. They wasted time trying to fix it, so when they set out on this day in 1620, they were already behind schedule. The weather was cold and rainy. The journey took 66 days. The Mayflower was about 90 feet long, carried 102 passengers. There were no sanitary facilities, if you know what I mean. Very little water for washing. They ate cold food. They were supposed to land near the mouth of the Hudson River. They sailed off course, landed near Cape Cod, spent a month searching for a place to settle, landed at Plymouth on December the 21st. Only half of them survived that first winter, but when the Mayflower returned to England in April 1621, none of the colonists chose to go back with it. And today is the birthday of Henry V, the King of England, born in Monmouth, Wales, 1387, the first King of England to grow up speaking and writing fluently in English. Not Saxon, not French, which the Normans spoke, but English. Here's a poem for today by Francette Cerulli, entitled Valentine for Zephyr, Age 12. The night before Valentines are due, I take you to the movie about Vincent, whose paintings you love. Too late, I realize it's a mistake. You knew about his ear, and you know the definition of prostitute. But neither one of us was ready to see him cut himself until he bled, see him in the brothel with his rotten teeth and his real women. On the way home, in the starry night, we hold hands, wonder what his parents must have been like, what cruelty may have happened to him, and you show me the belt of Orion, clean and shining and always in place. Remember this forever, then. I cannot imagine not loving you, even when this body is gone. So, if I ever die, look up into the dark and find me hundreds of times there. Each place you can faintly imagine a line tracing the shape of a Valentine. A poem by Francette Cerulli, Valentine for Zephyr, Age 12, from The Spirit's Need to Eat, published by Nine Patch Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at AmericanLifeAndPoetry.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.